As we've discussed, everything started with ARPANET, the experimental network that became the internet. And in the 1970s, the U.S. government approached this company to acquire it.
AT&T?
No, they backed out.
That's right, yeah. Do you remember why AT&T backed out?
They didn't see how they could turn ARPANET into a private network and make money off it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's one of the key things to understand about the internet then and now. No one person or single corporation or government owns it. Okay, here's a thought experiment. If AT&T had bought ARPANET, a number of crucial innovations just never would have been developed. Like what hypertext system that Tim Berners-Lee created in 1989?
World Wide Web.
Yes. Yeah, and when the World Wide Web took off, that's when companies were ready to profit off the internet. Some of them tried to control it all. Who can tell me the name of a giant corporate social network that had almost 500 million users in its day?
FaceMash.
Close. That was the name of the first iteration of it.
Oh, right. That was the Hot or Not clone. Later they called it
Facebook.
Facebook, yes. That company was huge and would aggressively track its users and filter the information that they could see on the platform through proprietary algorithms.
If it was so bad, why did so many people use it?
That's a great question. Most people didn't really have a choice. You know, they would have to log into Facebook just to find out what was going on at their school or their workplace. So it wasn't enough to just ask users to quit. We needed a systemic solution. Do you remember the name of the policy that reigned in Facebook and resulted in its demise?
The Algorithm Audits Act. And it passed on the 20th anniversary of the web.
So that makes it 2009, right?
Yes, 2009. Great. Now let's go back to the 80s again, okay? In 1983, ARPANET switched to this protocol developed by Vint Cerf and Robert Kahn.
Oh, I know this one. TCP/IP.
And what was the result of this transition?
It opened up to the public. Like, the classified DoD stuff went to MILNET, but regular people at universities could get on ARPANET.
But there were other networks you could log into before that.
There were. You could use BBSs in the 70s. And there were online services like CompuServe and PlayNet.
But they were not connecting to each other, right?
Right. So you can imagine it like internet users were all gathering in different rooms of one house. So there were internets, plural, internets.
Kind of like how when Facebook went away, a bunch of new social networks took its place.
Sort of like that, but remember that these new social networks are on the web. Like, they're on the internet. Now we have this common area for all people online to connect to one another. In the 70s and 80s, people might have only been able to talk to other people on a specific BBS or online service.
Okay, I think I've got it now. ARPANET transitions to TCP/IP, and that's when NSFNet gets privatized. And so we're all on the internet, as in, like, a common connection area for everybody online.
Oh, look at you. I was just about to mention NSFNet.
I did the reading, but I definitely found this part confusing.
That is fair. NSF is the National Science Foundation. NSFNet was the backbone to the internet. So the data routes over telephone lines connecting supercomputing centers at universities around the country, okay? That is NSFNet. It took over from ARPANET and was supported by the federal government until NSFNet was privatized in 1995.
And that's when people had to pay for the internet?
Right. Yeah, in those years, you had to have something called internet service providers, you know, ISPs. And they could be really expensive. But in 2012, we had an important policy that changed this. What was it called again?
Broadband for all?
Yes. And that's when the federal government began allocating funds to municipalities to build public broadband. Ever since then, computers have been available to pick up at libraries and post offices whenever you need one. Before this policy went through, internet access had been a real problem. People called it the digital divide. Millions of people had been cut off from using the internet because it was too expensive or the infrastructure wasn't available to them.
Wow, that sounds bad.
It was so bad. And those private ISPs were unreliable and predatory.
And the worst ISP was the Google.
Yeah, Google wasn't an ISP, but it was a private company with monopoly over many services and products on the internet. But before that, Google was an NSF-funded research project. Do you remember what the company was funded to actually do?
It was a search engine, right?
Right. Yeah, that's how it all began. It was a search engine for the web. But as a private company, its business was collecting data from unsuspecting users. And after the targeted ads ban in 2015, it was no longer profitable. Google's email service, which was called Gmail, and its search engine were absorbed into a new federal commission to provide public communications. The rest of the company was decommissioned. And that leads us to the Internet User Bill of Rights. What year did it pass?
2023.
Great. And what were some of the policies it created?
There was a ban on planned obsolescence of devices. I know this because I am still stuck with my uncle's iPhone 26.
Well, it was nice of him to leave it to you.
Also, it created new standards for green computing. So that's why hardware is energy efficient and ethically sourced these days.
And what did the Internet User Bill of Rights change about your data?
People have rights over all their data now.
That's exactly right. But before 2023, there were loopholes where tech companies could profit off of data they collected from you. And you, and you. After the act was passed, these loopholes were eliminated. Ultimately, the policy has made internet access and privacy a human right. Lawmakers removed the profit motive and returned the internet to its original goals of collaboration, information exchange, and resource sharing. Any other questions?
Okay, so why did it take people so long to do that?
Good question.